Belinda presents this unabridged recording of The Last Crocodile Hunter, written by Bob Irwin with Amanda French, and read by David Tredinnick. Certainly the proudest feeling I've had about building the zoo was giving Steve an outlet to harness some of his energy. Because in a very short period of time, he managed to inspire millions of people around the world about nature conservation, using one animal that wasn't all that easy to fall in love with, the crocodile. And yet, crocodiles are incredible animals that date back to over 80 million years ago, when there were no humans on this planet. I can't imagine having lived a life without wildlife or having had the opportunity to connect so frequently with our natural world. To me, it doesn't matter how often I see a black-headed python or a crocodile or whatever animal it may be, I always get excited. To understand how the bush has taught me so much, you have to realise that nature is communicating with us whichever way we turn. These days, in our busy lives, with such advancements in technology, we tend to forget the things that came so naturally to our ancestors. We've become oblivious to the whispers that are there to be heard. We can no longer be guided by a starry night, or smell danger blowing in on the wind, or migrate with the seasons, or track unwoven paths beneath our feet. But the animals can. We are the only species that has ever lived on this planet that destroys its own environment. No other species devastates the home in which it lives. When the script was written for nature, humans weren't in the picture at all. We weren't involved. We weren't asked to be involved either. Nature simply didn't require us to be part of it. But unfortunately, since our short time on this planet, we've become the most dominant species, and now we impose our will upon every living thing out there. And until we get to the point where we start to ask the question whether we intend to be successful and sustainable in the long term, then we're going to always have a big problem. For me, and for Steve, crocodiles were colossally misunderstood. They're an animal that survived ice ages and some pretty catastrophic climatic changes over all these years, and they're still doing well in our world today.